Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Memvav. Erevin Memvav. There was a daf be'in shir last night. Hopefully, it'll be up today. Relating to issues of choli on Shabbos and pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Relating to two days ago's daf when we spoke about going out birshus, going out for emergencies, going out of the tchums that open up the door for us to discuss that issue of taking medicines on Shabbos and all related issues. Choli on Shabbos. Feel free to listen to the daf be'in on the OU website. Good. Amar Mar, we are on Mem Hey Amid Beis by the two dots. Still talking about issues of Kinyas Tchum. What about somebody who goes out with permission? And the last mission that we've been talking about is what about if somebody is sleeping? And that related to our issue of what about Kalim? If somebody's sleeping, they don't have Das. So is that based on the principle? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that even if somebody is sleeping, their Konish Visa, is that based on the principle that Dvarim shall hefker akona shvisa or not? So the maskana, it was based on that. And the Rabbanan in the Mishnah who argued with the Yochanan ben Nuri said, no, if you're sleeping, you're not akona shvisa. Just to remember, a ha'ara, the Gemara doesn't here bring it up, but remember we have this already on daf, lamed tes amed beis, and the Gemara there acknowledged lamed ches amed beis. The Gemara there acknowledged that even according to the Rabbanan who say a sleeping person is not Konish Visa, a silent person can be Konish Visa. There's more potential there, and we said the issues there, if you remember, about Hachana from one day to the next day, and we said, but if you say something, it's a problem. So the Gemara there said, Afilu Temer Rabbanan, I'm reading Lama Chesma Beis, Ad Kan Lo Pligir Rabbanan Alei Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, now we appreciate that line. Right, Rabbanan only argued on Rabbanan Menuri, Ela Biyashen, Delo Matsiyamar, Avo Bnei Urdi, Baila Meimar, Matsiyamar, Afagav Delo Amar, Kamanta Amar Dami. So the Gemara there said, even the Rabbanan would agree if he's awake, but he's silent. That potential is good enough. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri goes one step further and says, no, even if he's sleeping, it's good enough. If you would have limited it, you might even say more than that, and that you don't even need sleep because you have hefker akona shvisa, not just people who are sleeping. So there are really four different levels that one could say. The maskana of our Gemara, which we assume is a Yochanan Menuri Shita, is that even chefse hefker, meaning you don't need any type of potential to be kona shvisa. Even kalim that are ownerless, kalim don't have any das, so you don't need anything. And then the next level up, the hava mina, what we thought Rabbi Yochanan Menuri might say is that it's got to be a person, right? So a sleeping person is also good because a sleeping person could wake up and be kona. So that was the Havamina of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Gemara, which was not accepted. Then the next level over is the Rabbanan, the statement over there in the Gemara, that even if one is silent, it's good enough. Sleeping is not good enough, like the Rabbanan say in our Mishnah. But silent is good enough, you don't have to say anything. And then what you might have said, the most extreme the other way, on the opposite side of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is that you have to actually say something, which we did not have the maskana there, that we said earlier you don't have to. But those are really four at least svaras that one could say in terms of what is needed for Erev Tchumen. Okay, so now we get back into our sugya, two dots. I mentioned that I just start off with a discussion of a sleeping person. Once we're talking about a sleeping person for Kinyan Shvisa, what about a sleeping person in other areas? Specifically, let's talk for a minute about, what about for a minyan? Is a sleeping person allowed to be used for a minyan? Let's say you're in shul, it's early in the morning, and somebody made it to shul, but they're dozing a little bit. And, you know, you try to give them a little nudge, but what is the halacha? So the Beis Yosef quotes in Simin Nun Hei that the Hagos Haimonios, Hagos Haimonios says, if somebody started davening, im hischel echel is palo levado, ve'inu yochol lanos imayin, ve'in kan elam tisha sheyuchlu lanos. What if there are 10 people davening, but one of them started early? One of them is in a place where he's not allowed to answer. Let's say he's a middle of Kriyas Shema. Whatever the halacha is, afilu hachi mitztarif imahem. Even if he's in a place of eno yochalanos, he's mitztarif with them. As it says, v'nekdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, and there are 10 people here. Ten people here. Toch, exera shava. And then he quotes v'teida, he quotes a proof to this that even a katan is mitzarif according to some shitos, right? That's the Gemara's in Masechas Brachas. But then he quotes, based on this, the Beis Yosef now is talking, the fact that you don't need somebody to be able to answer, Eino Roy, because he's in the middle of another part of davening, says the Mahari Bei Rav, right, one of his Rebbeim, this whole Smicha controversy, made the Mahari Bei Rav famous, Shem Haya Echad Yashen Mitztarefim Tisha, L'Kadosh L'Kedusha. Why? There are 10 people there. Just like somebody who is eno yacholanos, so to a sleeping person is eno yacholanos, and therefore he would be able to answer. That is the Mahari Beirav. Then the Mahari Mulin, the Maharil, says one step further. What if 10 people are there? V'yashid echad mehem yicholmas palel, avishu yashid, v'heshiv, havdu rabbeinu tam tziref, he quotes Tinok, and then he quotes Chazinon, denagu amal etzaref, afa pisha masichan sichas chulin. What about the people talking in shul? They're not even listening. So you have three cases. You have a case of somebody's in the middle of davening somewhere else, he can't answer. The sleeping person, that the Maharil says, what, is a sleeping person any worse than people who are schmoozing in the back of the shul, and you only have 10 people, and you count them? Nobody's going to say you can't count them for a minion. Afagav de libi magam game, even though the Maharil says, maybe, I'm not so sure, because at least maybe you might need kala ra'ui, right, Reb Zeira's din, you need the potential, so kala ra'ui. But he says, kedai umari lismuch alav. Kedai to be somech, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins le kula that you're allowed to count the sleeping person. Ka'im hischil echad meha asara lehis palel levado ve'eno yocholano simahem o shehu yashen afilo haki mistarif imahem. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz right here is very upset. The Taz says, how could you compare a sleeping person to an Enu Yocholanos? And we don't paskin that way by Katan either. And a sleeping person, the Taz quotes, Api Kabbalah is very worse. Quotes B'Shem HaZohar, the Salka Minei Nishmasa, Velohavi Bechlal Kedusha. It's not B'toch B'nei Yisrael. He's in the dark side. The Tom Tama Demosa, Veruch Masav, Ashari Elohi. He's got the Ruach Ra on him. That's different than even people talking in the back. That's a different type of Ruach Ra. And others. So the Taz is very against this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, summarizing it. And he says, L'chanchila is better not to rely on it. Better not to have to rely on the Shulchan Aruch. V'machor l'chanchila to try to wake him up. And in that way, b'yotzi l'kul yama. He says, I'm prima gadim. Let me just read the Mishnah Berurah. Ayin tasha cholek, lenin yashen, v'sviro leidin mistarif, hizgmei mar prichadash, the yashen chashev kishote, alkin lechadchila bavadai, tzorach lahakitzo, v'yal kalpanim lo'oraro, sheyehei misnam name. At least he shouldn't be sleeping. At least he should be dozing. He should be in one of those states that he kind of like knows he's in shul, but he can't really answer properly. Right? A little bit. As long as he's a little bit there, the Mishnah Berurah says lechadchila, at least to be more connected to what is going on around him. Okay, that's just one other halacha where we see Yashin. Our Gemara talks about Erev Tchumen. We just spoke about Minyan. There are other areas as well. What about starting Shmona Esrei if people are still davening? Right, so I mean, it's still counted as a Minyan. See, mitzad, the people that are davening, they're... Right, is that tefillah bit zibur? The davening with the minyan. Like Rav Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Moshe expands on it in Tshuva. The most important part of davening is starting by 10 people with a minyan together. You're allowed to have that. That's davening with a minyan. Is that called tefillah bit zibur? The higher standard, that might not be called tefillah bit zibur. Even the Shulchan Aruch might agree to that. If you don't have 10 people davening together, that might not be called tefillah bit zibur, but it's a minyan that you could say, Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu v'chulu. You could say all of those. It might not be the higher standard, though, tefillah bit zibur. Okay, let's continue the two dots now on Mem Hey Amabes. Omar Mar, Biyantiv, Harein Karagle, Kaladam. We just quoted the Brisa right before at the end of yesterday's Zaf. What happens if it rains on Erev Yantif? So then there's 2,000 amos for that rain. Right, it's Konish Visa, right, Chepsi Hefker. We said that was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. But if it rained on Yantif, so then it wasn't around that Ben Hashmashes. So it's Karagle, Kaladam. Whoever picks it up, so this water goes with them. Ask the Gemara why. Just like it's Kona Shvisa if it fell on Erev Yontif here, so why wasn't it Kona Shvisa wherever it was on Erev Yontif? And where was the rain that fell on Yontif on Erev Yontif? V'yamai. Likni Shvisa ba'okianis. Let it be Kona Shvisa in the ocean. Right? It didn't all the water that we have in the rain come from the ocean, and then it evaporated up into the clouds, and then the clouds, the wind, Mashava Ruach, brought the clouds here, and then it rained. So why don't you say it was Kona Shvisa? Just like if it fell on Erev Yantav, it's Kona Shvisa right here. It should be Kona Shvisa in the Okeanos. And therefore what? Therefore what should we say? Rashi says, therefore, so it's as if it went out of its tchum, and there, ba'ones, and as dalanamos. That's what you should say, that the water, wherever it is, only as Dalet Amos. Rashi says, on the fourth to last line, Likni Shvisa Ba'okianis, Sheshabsu Sham Emesh, Vahayom Sha'avu Ha'avim, And today the water evaporated into the clouds. V'hare yatzu chutz l'tchum v'ein lehem ela dalet amos. And it should only have dalet amos. And Tosfos adds, and even though it's l'mala me'asara, last Shabbos is daf, Eliyahu Hanavi, it's tchumen l'mala me'asara, still, it's connected to the water that was in the ocean. It was connected as the evaporation took place. Either way, Rashi and Tosfos both explain the question of the Gemara. This should be Kona Shvisa. So, Lema Deloka Rebbe Eliezer. Should we say this is not like Rebbe Eliezer, who says, the Ikre Rebbe Eliezer, Ha'amar Ka'olam Kulo Mimeok Yanus Ushoseh? Rebbe Eliezer says in Mesechus Tainus that all the water comes from the ocean. So, the fact that this Brisa does not limit it, so maybe this Brisa is assuming against that. There are other sources of the water, and maybe it wasn't in the ocean before Yantav started. So, should we assume that this price is against Rabbi Eliezer? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Hacha ba'avim shenes kasho me'er of Yantav askinon. No, you know, it was cloudy already from yesterday. So, you know, the water was already in the clouds from yesterday. Ay, v'doma hanach azli, v'hanach achrini ninu. And he knows the same clouds. Maybe it's different clouds. It was cloudy yesterday, but the clouds that caused it to rain on Yantif were new clouds. And that water was in the Okeanos. So the islu simana begavayu, you recognize them. You recognize the clouds, right? You are a meteorologist, and you know exactly all the different types of clouds, and you know exactly this was the cloud that had the rain. Answer number one. Answer number two. V'bayaseima, you're not sure. You're right. You're not sure. But have a suffik b'divrayim, v'suffik divrayim lahakel. Suffik d'rabbanan lakula, suffik divrayim lahakel. That is why you can be makel in this case. Well, you're not sure, even if you're not sure if it went into the clouds. Safik and Truman. Two important discussions. We'll go backwards. First, we'll discuss this last line. The Vilna Gaon proved from this line of the Gemara that all of Truman is derabanan, even Yud Beis Mil. Because what, we're only talking about the water coming from 2,000 amos out? No, even more so. Right, all the whole night, though, the wind was blowing. So you see from here, the Gemara is assuming the whole discussion by the water is derabanan. So this is against those Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Rif and the others. Remember, the Rambam and the Rif quoted that Yud Beis Mil is Da'oraisa, even though 2,000 Amos is Da'rabanan. Right? They counted that based on a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Ayesi Yishlam Komo, which we discussed earlier at the end of the first parak. The Ramban said all Tchumen is Da'rabanan. So the Gemara says it's before Shkumar, like the Ramban. Here we're talking about outside of Yud Beis Mil, Pashtus, and it's still the Gemara calls it Da'rabanan. So that's the Raya of the Gra. So all the Achronim try to defend, the other Rishonim knew this Gemara. So how do you defend this Gemara? So a couple of answers. First of all, maybe Yontif is different than Shabbos. This Gemara is about Yontif. And we're talking about a felon heir of Yontif. So not, answer number one is, you might be Mechali between Yontif and Shabbos. Maybe Yontif everything's Darabanan. But Shabbos might be Daraisa. Number one. Number two, another answer given by some of the poskim is that maybe even the Rambam and the Rif agreed that Daraisa is only you outside of Yud Beis Mil. But here we're talking about Kalim. Here we're talking about objects. So maybe there, they would agree it's Durabanan. Even if you want to say the Kalim, the Kalim of the Bailam or Kona Shvisa, or here we're talking about Kalim of Hefker or Kona Shvisa. So maybe that's Durabanan. And that's even Yud Beis Mil is Durabanan. So maybe Yontif is different, maybe Kalim are different. One other answer, and that is, maybe here is different because this is talking about you went out of the tchum already by accident. And now you want to know what the halacha is. Maybe that's an issue of Durabanan. You weren't over Aveira to get out at all. Right? It was rain. So maybe there, maybe Yud Beis Mil might be different, might be Daraisa for somebody who goes out willingly and the issue is going out in the first place. But once you're out already, and once you did not go out, Baratzon, like inanimate objects, like the rain, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Okay, three ways to get out of the Raya of the Gra. The other point is Tosfos here. Tosfos discusses, again, this answer is Savi Darabana Lakuba. Tosfos says, why don't you just wait? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin, right, the svar we have, it comes up in various cases, is not batel. Tosfos says, avagad davar sheyesh lo matirin v'yabar avashi b'reish beitza. The davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elaf lo batel afilu besafik divrayim. So, usually we have chumras by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, by something that will have a time for heter. So you don't have to rely on the heterim now. So why don't you just wait, use the rainwater tomorrow, use other rainwater today. Or yeah, you want to Just use it tomorrow. Tosva says, no, no, no. Be'erev ikilu. We're going to have, again, be'erev or even more makel. There will makel even by a davar sheish lamatirin. That's Tosva's chiddush. If you think back to a topic that we mentioned in the past a number of times, there is a machlokas. What is the svara? Why davar sheish lamatirin? Something that's going to be mutter anyway. Why isn't it batel? Right? Famous machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. Rashi, in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, says the pshuto shall davar sheish lamatirin. Well, you might as well wait. What are you rushing for? You have an egg that was laid on the first on Yontif. So you're, oh, is it batel? Wait till tomorrow. It'll be weekday and you'll eat it with no problem. You don't have to rely on bittel. It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's going to be mutter tomorrow anyway. So you might as well not rely on bittel. That's Rashi. You might as well wait. The Ran in Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis has a very different explanation of what davar sheyesh lamatirin is. The Ran says that it is based on the principle of min bamino. Usually, when does bittel take place, says the Ran? When there is a clash. There are two different items in halacha. One is subsumed in the other one. The larger one totally halachically destroys the miut. And that's a clash. And that's why you have the concept of bittel. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say the Ran is explaining min bamino, if you have two things of the same type, they could coexist with each other. Bittel, nullification, does not take place when you have two things of the same type because they could coexist. They're friends. Min bamino is not batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you have blood of one animal and blood of another animal and they get mixed up, even if one is the majority, you don't say that the minority disappears because these are two bloods. They could exist, coexist with each other. That's the svara, says the Ran, of min bamino not being batel. So there, the Ran says, that's also the svara why a davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. Because what's a davar sheish lamatirin? It's osur now, and it fell into fell into heter. So normally bittel takes place. There's a clash. But this osur item, if it's a davar sheish lamatirin, it kind of has a heter element to it. So it's like heter beheter. They're friends. They're not batel, right? There's no clash. That's the Ran svara. Machlokas Rashi and the Ran. The Nota Yehuda, that Tzlach, in the beginning of Beitza, says they'll give you a nafkamina between Rashi and the Nota Yehuda. Something that is usur bahana'a. What do I mean? Something that's usur to eat. So then, you can only eat something once. So if you eat it tomorrow, so then, you'll eat it tomorrow. If you eat it today, it's finished. So Rashi says you might as well wait. That svara only applies by isuri achila, where you can only eat it once. So instead of eating it today, you'll eat it tomorrow. But let's say something is asr bahana'a. Something is asr bahana'a, and you could do have enough from it five times. So what do you mean you might as well wait? You know what we'll say back to Rashi? We'll say, no, I want to get hana'a today. I want to get hana'a tomorrow. And the next day and the next day. So the svara of Rashi wouldn't apply to isuri hana'a. Meaning by isuri hana'a, according to Rashi, it would be batel. But the note to be the Ran svara would apply also. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the water. Are we talking about only drinking the water? It could be we're talking also about using the water. And you could use the water more than once. You wash your hands, use it again. Right? You, sometimes you can use the same water to wash dishes, you know, for a number of times. So it could be that Tosfos is alluding to the sheet, the fact that the Tosfos is calling this a davar sheish lamatirin. It could be that he's implicitly alluding to the Ran's svara. Because according to Rashi, this might not be a davar sheish lamatirin. Because it's a dvar shel hana'a, unless you say you're only drinking it, and therefore you wouldn't call it that. Okay, that's just a ha'ara.
According to the first svara, if it wasn't a sin,
according to the svara,
that's the first answer.
According to the first answer, that if you knew exactly the clouds,
if there were no simanim,
if there were no simanim, so then maybe it would be kona shvisa, yeah.
And would it be muksa?
And it would be, I know, would it be muksa? No, it's not muksa, but it was kona shvisa. You can't, it was as if it came out of its chum and only went down, you can only carry a dalat amos. We're going to have that rain is not muksa. We're going to have that in a...
Is that because?
I don't think so. I think rain... I don't think so. Even I don't think that's the reason. I think the rain is that we'll have. And the postgame rain is not muksa. The question the Gemara is asking here is the tchum issue for rain. It's not asking the muksa issue for rain. Period. Okay, weiter. Velikni shvisa ba'avim. Okay, so we just explained why it wasn't kona shvisa in the okeanos. Two answers. So what about in the clouds themselves? So tifsho mina, should we say this relates to what we discussed a few days ago on Shabbos, the ein tchumin l'malam me'asara, that tchumin do not exist above 10 tvachim, the yesh tchumin lamala likna shvisa above it. Because if you say there is tchumin above 10 tvachim, then the water should be kona shvisa in the clouds. The Gemara says no. Lo lamem lecha yesh tchumin. Maybe there is tchumin above 10. Umaya bi'iva mivla bli'i. No, but the water is in the clouds. Rashi says it's as if it doesn't exist. Ukamanta lisnehu dami. It's not there. So how could you say it's kona shvisa when it's in the clouds? So the Gemara says, really, it's not there. So kol shekein tahavilu nolad da'asiri. So it should be nolad when it rains. It should be if you're saying it didn't exist in the clouds, it should be nolad. And we know that it's not nolad. We know that rain is non muksa. Tosfos says here, and it's even better than we know that if you have a liquid that gets squeezed out of a fruit, so that might be nolad in certain cases. This water might be even better than that. Tosfos relates to the sugyas of at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. But anyway, back to the Gemara. So it shouldn't be nolad. So the Gemara gives a different answer. Elamaya ba'avim meidna naidi. The issue isn't that it doesn't exist, but that it is constantly in motion. Items in motion are not konesh shvisa. Hashadas is lahachi. Okeanathami lo tikshilacha. So now, once you say this about the water in the clouds, you can say this about the okeanis too. Right? Same answer. Maya bokeanis nami made a 90. It's always moving. Something that's always moving is not konesh shvisa. Vitanya, as we had, naharos hamoshchin umaayanos hanovin harehin karagle kal adam. They're not konesh shvisa, and they have the tchum of whoever picks it up. Good. The Gemara here assumed, like the halacha, that the rain is not muksa. The front of the God, the Mishnah Berurah just quotes this. Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sif Lamed, all the way at the end of Chela Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch discusses catching rainwater in a pail and not making it muksa. So on that Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, De Ein Hal Hamatar Hayored Shem Muksa Onolad V'Yachol Lishtoso Oler Ches Bimenu. You could use it. Right? It's not called muksa. Why is it called muksa? Because even if it came from outside the tchum, the Gemara says the feirish, that the water doesn't have a tchum issue because it's always moving. And if you want to say it was in the clouds, it didn't exist yet, it did exist. We said that we say even though gas and water, you know, it's not called just by changing a form that you're in, that it's not called muksa in this, at least in this context. Right, gas and liquid in other contexts, making whipped cream on Shabbos with the can, that might be a problem, according to the number of poskim, because it's under, content's under pressure, right, it's gas inside, you press that thing on top, and then the cream comes out, that's changing its form. So there you're doing something, but in the water in the clouds is not like that according to halacha. Ice cubes is less of a problem according to many. Mr. Brook, the Shmir Shabbos quotes lechatchila. If you need it, if you have a lot of guests coming, it's really hot outside. Then you could do it if you want to for Shabbos. Okay, good. We continue. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. The Halacha is like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri that Chefsi Hefkar Kona Shvisa 2000 Amos. Amalei Reb Zeir or Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Beferah Shami Lecha O Michala Shami Lecha. Did he give a shiur on that and you heard that? Or you implied it from something else that he said? Amalei Beferah Shami Li. I heard it Beferah. He gave a shiur. So my Michala, what would you have thought that implies it? My Michala, Dabrev Shur Ben Levi, Alacha Kedivri HaMekal Be'erev. Because of Reb Shur Ben Levi's statement, that the halacha is kedivri ameko be'eriv. That's the first time we've had this in this mesechta. That's a crucial line. Halacha kedivri ameko be'eriv. Right, that line's quoted a few, sometimes in the Gemara, but more so by poskim. Big shaila, when do you apply that? Halacha kedivri ameko be'eriv. Is it only by Erev Tchumin, where it comes up here? Or is it even by Erev Chatzeros? Is it only by Erev Tchumin and Erev Chatzeros in terms of setting it? Is it also in terms of relying on Mekilim when it comes to Mechitzos and Suras HaPesachs and many of the discussions that we had in the first two Prakim of this Masechta? That is a big discussion in the postgame. How far do you apply this principle of Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'erif? Good. But anyway, says the Gemara, so Rabbi Shur ben Levi made this statement that we Paskin Lukula by Erif. So, Rashi as in Be'erif B'chol Mishpatav V'tchumin Mehilchas Erif in Hain. So Rashi is also not so clear. In all of the laws, and Tchumen is part of this. Okay, so what's included? So Rashi is not clear. But either way, so this is the other statement. So the question is, this was the implicit statement that, oh, from here we can learn that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But Vatarti Lamali, so what do you need both statements for? That we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and we pass in like the Divrei HaMekel Be'eriv. So Amar Rabbi Zeirat Tzricha. You need both statements. Di Ashminam HaLach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if you only had that statement, Hava Amina ben Lekula ben Lechumra. I would have thought even Lechumra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's statement isn't only a Kula. Right? It's also a chumra that hefti hefer akonish visa. If I pick something up on Shabbos, I want to take it with me. And now I'm stuck. Because I can only take it 2,000 amos from where it started on Shabbos. So I would have thought, I pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri across the board, kamash malan, alach de remeko be'eriv. Kamash malan, no. I only pass in like him lakula. V'leim alach de remeko be'eriv, halacha ben Yochanan ben Nuri lamali. So why don't you just say this other statement? Itzrich. No, I also you need that one. Salka daita chamina. Hani mili yachid b'machem yachid v'rabim b'machem rabim. I would have thought you only paskin kedivrei hameko when it's equal teams. So one on one or rabim against the rabim. Aval yachid b'machem rabim emalo. But in our mishnah, for example, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri against the rabbanon. So maybe there we wouldn't go kedivrei hameko. Kamash malan, we would. Kamash malan b'mameko, even when it's a yachid against a Rabim. Solo maskana. Tosva says, Dibra maskal kamash walan. Dila inyan adam halacha krib yochanan ben Nuri. Dekani shvisa. Regarding a person who's sleeping. So, we're mako. Like a yochanan ben Nuri. That the person is kona shvisa. Ulinyan kelim halacha krabanan. Dilo kanu shvisa. And regarding kelim halacha like the rabanan. Because that's the little kula. Not kona shvisa. Faharin karayli kal adam. Vilo have tre kule desasri ahadadi. But don't think that this is a contradictory psak, says Tosfos. Even though he passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. The Kaimelon Karabanan. The Amrinan Ein Chefse Hefker Konin Shvisa. They passing like the Rabbanan. Why? How could it not be a contradictory psak? We said earlier, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it across the board. The Rabbanan say across the board. No. Remember we had a middle svar. Like I mentioned before, there were four levels. One of the middle svaras were number two. Even if you want to say chefse hefker and not kona shvisa, a sleeping person might be kona because he's able to wake up. Able to wake up. That's svar. So that's what Tosfos says. There is a svara to have this in between ipsak. So don't consider this a tarti desasri, an internal contradiction in terms of paskening. Rav Shachter has a very important ha'ara in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon on page Reish Nun Tes. Shachter there discusses the principle of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, that, you know, every, like the Gemara in Masech, earlier in Erevin that we had on Daf Yud Gimel, that both opinions in a machlokas have validity. Rav Shachter quotes that there are five principles in Shas that are based on this idea of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. What are they? Number one's right here. Halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'erev. Why, what do you mean? What does that mean? It means there's a machlokes, and even if you usually apply, like, hold on, like the other one, you can hold like the mekel shita. What? All of a sudden, the mekel shita? The answer is, yeah, elu ve'elu. Really, both have validity, and there we can always rely on this one by Erev. Halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'erev. Halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel, which we're going to have in a few minutes. Kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha k'moso b'chutz la'aretz. That comes up in brachas. Kedai hu rebi ploni lismach ala b'shas atchak. Where it says in the beginning of Brachas also, you know, we usually have like the other opinion, but B'shas Adchak, you can rely on this opinion. What does that mean? It means that both opinions have validity. And the fifth idea he says, where Shematzinu kama tanoim va'amoraim shehechmiru al atzman af bedavar sheim atzman l'sfira lehachi. Sometimes you find amoraim that say a makel opinion, but they're machmir like the other opinion just because they have covered for the other shita. What do you mean? They paskin their own shita. The answer is, elu ve'elu, and they realize the other shita is not a mistaken shita. It might be a shita that we don't always hold up, but there is halachic value to it, and therefore sometimes we might even paskin like it. So those are the five principles that Rav Shachter puts together in terms of elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. Good. Tosfos went out of his way to explain Tarti the Sasri, how it's not. So he quotes also here that you don't have to explain that. Sometimes you might say, Impsak is tarti desasri. You might say that, Impsak. Because we're both opinions have validity, and you might not have to be perfectly consistent in that regard. Most of the time we try to. Most of the time we try to. But you have examples sometimes that there is tarti desasri, even in Impsak. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So what did we just say? that we paskin lakula by Erev, even by Yachin Neged Rabin. So we're going to have a couple of questions on that. Amar Lei Rav Labaya. Michdi Erev in Derabanan. Mali Yachin b'makam Yachid. Mali Yachin b'makam Rabin. Right, so says Rava to Abaya, it's all Derabanan anyway. So what's the difference? We'd be Makel anyway. What's the difference between Yachid Keneged Yachid and Yachid Keneged Rabin? Right, if there's no Misora, what the Halacha is anyway, we'd always be Makel. So Rava says to Abaya, what's the... Right, you're telling a chiddush. So what should be the difference? We're mekel anyway. Amalei Rav Papa LeRava, bidrabanan lo shani lan ben yachad makam yachad v'yachad makam rabim. What, you think it's so obvious? And by every case of drabanan, we're mekel? No, there are differences between yachid yachid and yachid rabim. Vatnan, the Mishnah says in the first parak of Maseches Nida. The first Mishnah Nida spoke about, if you remember, the different days of a woman, all of a sudden, it becomes a nida. Do we go retroactively at all to be metameh her? Do we assume that this blood that just came out now has been here for a couple of hours, and therefore, if she touched truma 2 hours ago, or a kachim, maybe we should be metameh it? So on a drabanan level, the three-way machlokas in the first Mishnah, sometimes we'd go backwards. But the second Mishnah, Dav Zayin, there says, or Dav Zayin, Vatna Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Isha Sha'avra Lash Shalosh Onos Dayashaita. If a woman went 90 days, three time periods, and she didn't see, she's considered what's called Mesulekes Damim. She's considered like a woman who's pregnant, like a woman who's very young or very old, Mesulekes Damim. And therefore, if she now has a Re'iyah after 90 days, we don't go backwards anymore. Dayashaita, right now. Vitanya, and the Brisa says, Maisa v'asa Rebbe ki Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Lazar. A woman who didn't see for 90 days, and then sees, he didn't go backwards at all. And la'achar sheniskar, and after he remembered, Omar kedayu Rebbe Lazar, l'sbach la b'shas atchak. After he remembered, he says, you know what? I pass like Rebbe Lazar, it's fine, b'shas atchak. So the Gemara says, what happened in the story? My la'achar sheniskar. What did he remember? And then he says, oh, you know what? I paskin this way already, so leave it. Right? What did he remember? So, ilei malacha sheniskar te'ina lacha grebe lazar, ela karabanan. If he remembered that he was wrong, that he, the halacha is like the rabbanan, not like Rabbalazar. So then, why didn't he change the psak? If it was a totally wrong psak, then once you find out he was mistaken. He should change the psak. So, ela, what must this story have meant? He must have remembered, Ella delo idmer hilchos alokra blazav lokra banan. Really, there was no clear psak, but he remembered there was the shita, but he had forgotten that rabbanan argue on him. La'achar sheniskar delav yachid palagale, Ella rabin pligiale. Once he remembered that rabin pligiale, then he realizes he shouldn't have paskin that way. But once it was done, Omar kedayu rabbanan, let's go labashas atchak. But what do you see from there? On a lachadchila level, even though we're talking about a chumra drabanan, about going backwards by tumas nida, that's a chumra drabanan, still, we would paskin it like the rabim lachumra against the yachid. Question on Rava. Unanswered. We just asked that question on Rava. And then we ask another one. Amar Misharshi LaRava, V'Amri LaRav Nachman Yisrael LaRava, U'Bidrabanan Lo Shani Ben Yachan Makam Yachan Ben Yachan Makam Rabim. Same kind of question. V'Atanya, the Brisa says Shmua Krova Noheges Shiva U'Shloshim. When there is a Shmua Krova, when an Avel hears about a lost relative soon after the death, we'll have to talk about what soon means. So then he has to observe Shiva and Shloshim. Rechoka, eno heges el yom echad. Rechoka, only one day. Ezu hi krova ve ezu hi rechoka. What does that mean? So the Tanakhama holds, betoch Shloshim. If you hear about it, if a person hears that his relative died within 30 days of the death, krova. Then he has to observe Shiva and Shloshim. La'achar Shloshim, rechoka. If he hears about it after 30 days, that's rechoka, and he only observes one day. Divre Rebbe Akiva, that's Rebbe Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, no, achashmua krova, v'achashmua rechoka, no heke Shiva v'shloshim. The Rabbanan are machmir, that even if you heard about it after 30 days, you would observe Shiva and Shloshim. V'yam Rav Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yochanan. And what did we paskin about this case? Usually Yachin and Rabim, you'd go like the Rabim that are Machmir, Chutz Mizu. Except in our case, where we're going to be Mekel. Shava Bishrebi Kiva Mekel Vacham Machmirim, Halacha Kedivere Rabbi Akiva. Halachas like Rabbi Akiva here, Lakula. Why? Why? V'savar lakish Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel. Halacha k'devri yarmekel be'avel. You got two on the same Amud here. Erevin Memvav. Halacha is like the divrei hameka when it comes to Avel. But what do you see from that Gemara? Avel is unique. Ba'avelus u'dakilu barabanan. Avel ba'alma, but in general, afilu b'drabanan, shani bin yachad b'bacham yachad bin yachad makam rabim. So again, another raya that in general, just because it's drabanan, doesn't mean we're always going to follow the mekel shita, even if it's a yachid negad rabim. Second raya. Before you turn over, bottom Tosfos. Big important discussion. Tosfos quotes. Afilu b'yachad b'makam rabim nire dela olam alachak dera meko ba'avel. Like here. V'chutz mi, we always paskin l'kula by avel, even if it's a yachin. V'chutz mi zu lav l'mute shar mekomus da'avel ka'amar. It's not excluding other avelus cases. It's other drabanan cases, not avelus cases. Then Tosfos adds, on the fourth wide line, v'nire afilu b'yom rishon shel avelus. Dahavre da oraisa kita amar bahag da halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. Tosfos points out that really halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel isn't dependent on the fact that avelus is drabanan. We know there are different shitas about avelus, right? Many rishonim, Baalei Tosfos in a few places hold that all of avelus is drabanan. There's no such thing of avelus da oraisa. There's aninus da oraisa. Right, we learned that from Aaron HaKohen, and he didn't eat the carbon. There's aninus daraisa, but avelus might not be daraisa. But that's the Baalei Tosfos. The Rambam and the Rif and others hold that avelus yom rishon is daraisa, as long as it's the same day as death and burial. If yom hamisa and yom hakfura are on the same day, so that avelus is daraisa. The rest of Shiva is Durabanan, even according to the Rambam. The first Rambam, Menuchas Avel. Mitzvahs asei lehis abel ala krovim. Shneamar, he quotes the pasuk by Aaron. V'yachalti chadis hayom ayete b'eni Hashem. V'ein avelus min haTorah ela b'yom rishon bilvad. Shu yom hamisa v'yom hakvura. Aval shara shiva einon din Torah. Then the Rambam says, you might be thinking, well, there's a better pasuk in the Torah about avelus. Right? And that is, the brothers were misabel on their father for 7 days. So isn't that a problem with me? Because that says Avelos is 7 days, and that says Avelos, even not the Yom HaMisa, it's a month later. Always remember, but Rabbi Yaslav of Evel Shivas Yomim, Nitna Torah v'nischad shehalacha. Here's the principle from Shabbos. Nitna Torah, the Torah was given, and Torah was mischadish. As we've discussed many times in the past, we don't learn halachas from before Matan Torah. Messages of halachas, ideas, musr, midos, but hardcore halacha we don't learn from before Matan Torah. That's the Rambam, that only one day is the Oraisa. This is a major machlokas we've shown him. Where do you apply the principle of halacha divrei hameka ba'avel? Just like we had by Erev, that there are questions. How, where do you apply this? Do you apply this only by Erev Tchumin or Erev Chatzerus or Mechitzes? So too by Avel. There are Shilohs. Do you apply this by all of Hilchas Avelus? What about by Aninus? What about by Kriya? Right? There are topics that are related to Avelus, but not aren't Avelus. Do you only say this by Machlokas Tanoims? What about Machlokas Amorims? What about Machlokas Haposkims? Do you always apply a lot of different makeup of Avel? How expansive is this? So again, all the Poskim discuss this in the various contexts. How wide-ranging is this principle of halacha k'divrei hameikel b'Erev and b'Avel? But again, they're both here on the same amud here, memvav amud aleph.
If it's d'oraisa,
the Tosfos is saying it's built in. It's built in that halacha k'divrei hameikel b'Avel. That's the halacha that we're allowed to take even on a d'oraisa level. Even on a d'oraisa level, we have sometimes built-in kulas, right? Arolas chutz la'aretz, built in is sveika muteris. Right, mamzer vadai velo mamzer suffik. There are sometimes built in atir. Okay, turning over. Varav Papa Amar. We're going back now, all the way back. Rashi says Ula Elkoi on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Remember, we asked why did we need the two statements of halacha divrei hameikel be'erev and the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So here we have what I just alluded to. Rav Papa has a different answer to that. Why you need both statements? Varav Papa Amar. Itzrich, Salkadai Dachamino Hani Mili Be'eruve Chatzeros. I might have thought that this only applies to Be'eruve Chatzeros. which, if you remember earlier, we said is a little weaker, not as much as being accomplished by a Riva Chatzeros. It's more memela, it's not a positive kinyan. We had that discussion earlier back on Daf Lamed Aleph. A Riva Chatzeros, avo be'eruv v'tchumin emelo, be'eruv tchumin, maybe you wouldn't say that, sricha. So, we say that it is, you say it here too. So where did we see there's a difference between Chatzeros and Tchumen in terms of Halacha? Titznan, because the Mishnah says, we'll have it later. Amar Reb Yehuda, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do we say? The Mishnah there is talking about a person being Ma'ari for somebody else. When do we say that you're only allowed to set an Eruv if you have the person's knowledge and permission? Be'eruv Tchumen. Be'eruv Tchumen, you need that. Why? Because Rashi says, Shema Chovlo. What, by Tchumen, right, you're going to lose the other 2,000 Amos on the other side. So there you have to add, they have to have Das. Avo Be'eruv Chatzeros, Ma'arvid, Be'en Ladas, Be'en Shalol Ladas. Be'eruv Chatzeros is easier. What are you losing, Be'eruv Chatzeros? So therefore, you can even do it Shalol Ladas. Why? Shezachin La'adam, Shalol B'fanav, Ve'en Chavin La'adam, Ella B'fanav. Because it's a total schus. Tosas points out, so this isn't a schus and a chov inherently to Eruv. It's just that this happens to be a chov, and this happens to be a schus. Tosas says it's a little unusual that this is called a chumra of Eruv Tchumen. Not a chumra, it's just built in part of Eruv Tchumen is that you lose the other side. Would you call that, right, a more stringent context? Tosas says, you know, there's still a reason. The Gemara still calls it a chamor by Eruv Tchumen. And it still calls it Lekula Be'eruv Chatzeros. Tosas discusses why that is. Period. Tosas also discusses Be'eruv Chatzeros. Do you have to use, whose bread do you have to use? Maybe that's an element of Chova also, that you can use the person's bread. Either way, look at Tosas in terms of defining what is a Schus, what is a Chova. It's not always clear, but Tosas, the Gemara here says, Tchumen is always considered a Chova, and Eruv Chatzeros is considered a Schus. Rav Ashi Amar, third answer, why you would need that original both statements. Halacha like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and Halacha k'divrei Yamekel. Itzrich, Sakada dechamina hani mili shbishiyure Eruv. I would have thought, once your Eruv is there, and you're talking about what's left over about the Eruv, then you could be Mekel. Aval betchilas Eruv emalo. But I would have thought, originally setting of the Eruv, you don't have kulas regarding that. Kamashvon, you have kulas regarding that too. Period. Uminat, now, just like we proved the previous chilek, what about this one? Uminat timra deshanilan bein shiure eriv litchilas eriv. Where do you see there's a difference there? It's not, because the Mishnah says later also, Am Rabbi Yosi Bamed, Zvar Mamurim, when do you say that you need a shear for the eriv? Bitchilas eriv, avo b'shiur eriv, full kol shehu. Right, what do you need left over? Any amount. Velo amru la arev, Rashi adds in, l'kol echad. Right, for each person, you need a kol shehu left over. And the only reason we say that you need a shear to start off with Eruv Chatzeros, Ela Kadesh Lo L'Shakeach Toras Eruv Menatinokos. So that people don't forget that you need a shear from Eruv, for what, Rashi? For Eruv Tchumen. Rashi and the Marshal explains it that the more serious shear is required for Eruv Tchumen. There, as we've said, I'm being Kona my Shvisa, I'm creating a new center of my existence on Shabbos. That's a serious halacha of needing a shear. Eruv Chatzeros, we're making ourselves one big happy family. Okay, a little bit for each meal, for every family. That's a less serious halacha. The reason that we require a shear is so that we don't forget that you need a shear for the other Eruv. That's what the Gemara says, according to Rashi. Period. Okay, now we get into rules and regulations. Again, very important Gemara for all of Shas. Right, Eruv and Memvav. Can't forget this Gemara. Right, we have Halacha Devar Mekel Be'eruv, Halacha Devar Mekel Be'avel, and now we have rules of Psak. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika, Amro, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro, Halacha like Rabbi Akiva, when he argues with one person, Ukreb Yosi Mechaveirov, and like Rabbi Yosi when he argues with even more people, because Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says elsewhere, Nimukawimo, he always has on the mark reasoning. Ukerebi mechaveiro. And like Rebbe, compared to one person he's arguing with. Lamai hilchasa. So, lamai nafkamina. Rebbe Asi amar halacha to Rebbe Asi. He says, what are these principles teaching me? Halacha, meaning you paskin this way. Use these principles to paskin. Rebbe Chia bar Abba amar matin. Chia bar Abba said, no, don't paskin publicly like this. If somebody comes privately to ask you a question, okay, you can tell a yachid that. But don't paskin this way in public. Rebbe Yosi bar Chanina amar nirin. Never even passing this way, even in private. If you're passing that way already, okay, but the evidence, you don't have to be chose at a din. Kalashon hazeh, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha g'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi, Halacha g'Rabbi Yossi. V'yein sarach loma, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi, Halacha g'Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's like A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. Hashta b'makam Rabbi Yehuda, less of makam Rabbi Yossi mibay. So therefore, these are the rules. Amar Rav Asi, Afani lomar, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon, Halacha g'Rabbi Yossi. D'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do I know that Rabbi Yossi beats Reb Shimon? Because of the following. Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon, halach Reb Yehuda. Hashta b'makam Reb Yehuda, lesa b'makam Reb Yossi mibay. If Reb Yossi beats Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda beats Reb Shimon, then surely Reb Yossi beats Reb Shimon. Ibay lehu, Reb Meir v'Reb Shimon, my teku. Teku, that we'll have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi. Amar Reb Misharshi, lesa lani klali. Reb Misharshi doesn't like any of these klalim. Mino le Reb Misharshi, ha? How do you know why don't we pass him? Why don't he doesn't he like these klalim? E lema mehaditznan. Rabbi Shimon Omer our Mishnah, which has the case of remember the two people that overlap with the middle guy in the terms of the tchum. And Rabbi Shimon gave a mashal mehaditznan. Rabbi Shimon Omer lema devardom. It's similar to legimel chatzeres apsucha zulazu psuchas l'rishus arabim. They're all open to each other and to their street. Ir vushtai machitzonos imhem sois. If the two outer ones made an ir with the middle one, he muteres imahen vehein muteres imah. That's what Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah. And we see the halacha is like Reb Shimon. So that undermines all these principles. We said Reb Shimon is knocked out. So, Uman Paligale, Reb Yehuda. And who always argues with Reb Shimon? Reb Yehuda. He must be the implicit other opinion. And is that why, Reb Misharshi, you argue on these principles? But 1 minute. The Ha'amrit, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha, Reb Yehuda. El lav shmamina, less new, right? So maybe this proves that we don't pass like all of these rules in of psak. So Gemara says, 1 second, am I kushy? What's his problem? Dilma hecha de itmar itmar hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. These principles only apply when you don't have a misora, what you're supposed to paskin in a certain case. That's where. But of course, if there's a misora, who to paskin like in any specific case, that overrules. Maybe all these principles are only where we don't know who to paskin like. So that can't be why Rav Misharshi knocked out all of these rules. So we're going to have to come up to another answer why he knocked out all of these rules. But stop there for a minute. There are many achron, all the achronim try to figure out what is there a svar based on these rules? The Chavos Yair has a long tshuva where he goes through every one of these rules. It's a 5-page tshuva in Simin Sadi Dalet. If you want to look it up, where he goes through that what sometimes we pass it like different people in different contexts. Halacha karav b'isuri, halacha kishmo b'dine. So what do you mean? Is Rav the one we should pass it like or is Shmuel? So the Chavos Yair says, I'm like nothing and I'm dirt and I can't talk about these people, but I'm just trying to learn and I'm just trying to give a suggestion. It must be, like for example, the Rav and Shmuel case, that Rav was the bigger bucky in Isser v'Heter, and that's what we were passing like him. And Shmuel was the bigger Baki and Dina Mominus. That's what we were passing like him. He says, and I love both of them. He like says it 4 times. Don't think I'm saying anything negative about the other opinion. But it must be. He suggested in all of these rules, he tries to go through and quote other Chazals, explaining why, if we don't have a Misora, in a certain case, would we paskin like Rabbi Huda? Would we paskin like Rabbi Meir? Right? We had earlier, remember, Daf Yud Gimel. We don't paskin like Rabbi Meir because he was too sharp. Nobody could learn by him. So he went to learn by Rabbi Yishmael, went to learn by Rabbi Akiva. First he went to Rabbi Akiva. He was too sharp, went to Rabbi Yishmael, came back to Rabbi Akiva, right? And then, so there are different reasons throughout Shas. The Chavos Yair puts it all together to try to explain all of these principles. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start with Ella Meha, Beth Hashem, tomorrow, and, we will continue.